that one will be used at my house. You cannot have mine. Or a stress ball. There are lots of ways, isn't there? So I welcome you to the meeting of overdoers. Hello, my name is Amanda. Hello, Amanda. We usually thank you very much. I am an overdoer because I tried to take care of everything all at once. So I mentioned to the kids that we were cleaning, and I had stuff going on in the living room, and I had stuff going on in the bathroom, and I had a wet towel on top of my countertop, and I was trying to do all of it all at once. My house is big enough that I cannot do all of those things all at once, but I still seem to think that I could do it. Anyone else feel like sharing? This is a safe space this morning. There's a few different videos and memes that are on the internet of that kind of exact thing where I'm doing the laundry, but I can't put clean clothes away in this place, so I need to move this and put this over here. But look at this room, oh my goodness. So you start straightening this room. This doesn't belong here. This goes upstairs. That's how I clean. That's my Sabbath day, my day off of my day of rest is me running around in every single room of the house. Please, would anybody else like to share? I think that's all I wanted to, you guys, we're not alone. We are overdoers. And there's this myth that science has just proven that our brains can multitask. Guess what? They cannot. Our brains as adults are really good at switching really fast between different tasks, but we're never fully focused on them. And as kids, you see that. They haven't developed that skill yet to be able to switch really quick. So when it's, you're doing this thing, go do this thing, they can't switch fast enough, especially for us adult brains. And so we have this myth that we can do it all and that we can piece all of these little things together and keep them all moving and everything's gonna be fine. And guess what it ends up turning us into? You know, where's my glitter jar? A whole lot of this. A whole lot of us flying around in different directions and not really getting anywhere. And so at the end of the day, we go to bed and say, oh, I still have to take care of this and this and this, and oh, I completely forgot about that. And then it's 2 o'clock in the morning, and you've created this long list that now you're going to be too tired to actually address it. Welcome to the story of Mary and Martha. It's a story we're all familiar with, I think, because we see ourselves in it. For those of you who are Marthas, the Overdoers Anonymous, we got so many irons in the fire. We want to make sure that they all work and they all fit because they're good things. Because having these things work together means that a big family dinner is prepared on time for everybody to sit and enjoy it instead of the rolls coming out 15 minutes late because you forgot to put them in. And then the overdoers want to make sure that everything is easy and is perfect for everybody else to just enter in and have a wonderful time. And it leaves us shaken up. And then there's people who are Marys. God bless Mark, who you are just at ease. You're just gonna roll with whatever happens. And if this is a good thing, I'm gonna sit here and enjoy it for a while. And those are the people who get to sit back and enjoy a movie and maybe remember it when the movie is over instead of the Martha who's just thought of 6 more things that she should be doing. Those are the people that really seem to just coast in life. Not that they're not working or that they're lazy, but that they're able to handle kind of whatever comes their way with just this sense of presence, of being in whatever comes. And poor Martha in our story gets a bad rap because the doing is good. We need people who do things, who collect all the moving pieces, who make sure everything doesn't collapse. We need these people. But these aren't two different people. They exist in each person. Mary and Martha are not two ends of the spectrum. They are also one person. That sometimes we're really good at doing all the things, and other times we're really good at just resting. Maybe we're better at doing than resting, but we each have our own leaning. And in the moment, as Martha is preparing the meal and is doing all the work and wishing her sister would do it as well, Jesus tells her, Martha, you're concerned with too much. Only one thing's needed. It's to sit in Jesus' presence. In that moment, there is one thing needed. It's to listen, to hear, to absorb, to be the way Mary was. And Mary chose the better part. I think there's a temptation that if we don't look like we're busy, if we don't look like we've got all our ducks in a row and everything is ready and perfect and wrapped and tied nicely with a bow, that something's wrong with us. But I think there's something wrong with us when we live in the chaos. This season about Advent is about stepping back. While the rest of the world is running forward to Christmas, we are stepping back to a place where we can just be. To a place where we can just rest. And to a place where our hearts are ready to see God. Because even though God exists in the crazy chaos, God also exists in the quiet. And if we're not listening for God in the quiet, we won't hear God in the chaos. We have a God who wants to be found. A God who wants to show up wherever we are. A God who is so concerned with our lives that God would walk on this earth with us. Our call is to be present, to pay attention to what God is doing, so that we can hear God in the quiet and the chaos. Amen.